Ladies and gentlemen, what's up at the Owl's Nest? Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Matt Terry, and who do I have here at the Owl's Nest? Why, Dr. Jacqueline Jackson of Harford Community College. That's who. Dr. Jackson, I think this is your first time here on the Owl's Nest. I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Matt, and good afternoon to you.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to just recap with you because it's been an interesting couple of moments here on HCC's campus. So just to recap, the campus, it is closed to the public, correct?
Yes, it is. It's closed to the public and to all non-essential personnel. So the well over 90% of our employees are working from home.
Dr. Jackson, take me back in time a little bit. When did we first realize that we had to close the campus?
Well, it was in mid-March, right before spring break, with the directives and guidance that was coming out of the federal government, as well as the response that was coming out of the state government under Governor Hogan's leadership.
Right.
And so we went on spring break, I believe it was the week of March 16th. And so that Thursday and Friday prior to spring break, we canceled classes and asked faculty to begin work immediately to transition to an online environment. So we were gone spring break and then came back the week of March 23rd, and that's when we began the online environment for students and employees, and as well, we closed the campus. I will say that during a portion, it was either that week or the following week, it was actually the following week, we allowed employees to come to campus. However, it was a very controlled return. Employees had to sign up for a 30-minute time block, and campus police oversaw that entire process. And we had to do that because of concern about health and safety, contamination, and what have you.
Sure.
And so employees were allowed to come back and get anything that they needed, whether it was a laptop or hard copy files, plants even. We had one faculty member in our STEM division who had to come to campus and retrieve animals. That were used as part of classroom instruction. He took those animals home. So other than that one week where we allowed employees to non-essential employees to come back to campus, the campus has remained closed to the public and students and employees.
Well, to be sure, that the closure is, of course, to comply with state and federal guidelines to stop the transmission of this very dangerous coronavirus that has become a plague on the globe. And you were talking to me about one of the ways in which Harford Community College's campus has adapted to this dangerous virus. Everything has gone virtual, correct?
Everything has gone virtual. We are fully online.
Wow.
And so that means all courses that were able to migrate over to the online environment have done so. So faculty are teaching in that online environment. Staff and administrators are working, as well as faculty, of course.
Right.
All employees are working in that online environment. So, for example, students who need to meet with their academic advisor, they can do so online and have and use a function in Microsoft Teams in order to have that visual or virtual connection, if you will.
Right, right.
So the employees became very creative in terms of how they are using the online environment to meet the needs of our students.
And that's exactly what we're all about here at Harford Community College, is finding ways to better serve all of our students, faculty, and staff. But I feel that burning question in the back of my mind, Dr. Jackson. And I think it's in the minds of many that, you know, they're eager to return to campus, faculty, staff, and the student body. Is there a timeline that we see in the near future for a return to campus?
I wish I could point to a specific timeline. I'm just as anxious as anyone else to get back to campus. It's
right.
tough not seeing, you know, my colleagues and seeing students on a daily basis.
Right.
So right now, if anyone was to go to our website, they would see that we are remaining in the online environment, both for working and learning, until May 16th. In the meantime, we are closely adhering to and following, obviously, the directives and requirements from the state government and the feds.
Right.
So while we hope that we could do a gradual return following the May 16th date, we're not sure, because if we're still under a stay-at-home order from the governor, no one can return to campus. So we're really having to wait and see, using the governor's lead, as to when we might be able to do a gradual reopening in phases of our campus. But in the meantime, we're not sitting in our hands or wringing our hands,
right.
Anxiously awaiting words. So what we are doing is being proactive, and we have a task force that was just pulled together several days ago to begin looking at the ways in which we can begin a phase-in once we're given the green light from Governor Hogan's office, as well as our local officials as well. And so these representatives or members of this task force are meeting virtually, of course, and represent all of the divisions across campus: academic affairs, student affairs, external relations and communications, and finance and administration. So we've got some really, really great folks on this task force,
wow.
and they went to work immediately to begin pulling in information, synthesizing through documents and articles that they're getting. They're looking at ways in which other places have begun gradual reopenings, you know, so business and industry, looking at how European countries have begun gradual reopening.
Right, exactly.
So gleaning whatever information we can that will be helpful for us to better inform how we return our campus from gradual to full operations while maintaining the health and safety of everyone, because that's number one.
Right.
Maintaining and ensuring the health and safety of every single student and employee on campus, including our visitors.
Dr. Jackson, I couldn't agree more with you. And I have one more pressing question, because I've had a couple of students ask me by way of, you know, text message and what happened, because it's burning in their minds, you know, especially for those students, you know, looking at that big day. You know, when they get onto that stage, they grab that piece of paper that they've worked hard for. Did we see graduation being affected?
Graduation was affected.
Okay.
And there was a tough decision for most, if not all, colleges and universities across the country.
Right.
You know, do you postpone commencement? Do you cancel commencement? Do you try and do something different? And we opted to do a virtual commencement to still be held on May 21st. May 21st was the actual date for the live event, meaning our commencement. But we did not want to postpone, and we definitely did not want to cancel. So we're doing a virtual commencement. It is an option that actually a number of colleges and universities have decided to do. And so we have a terrific commencement committee that's, you know, been in place for quite some time. They've been planning almost all year, and we're able to pivot to determining how are we going to do a virtual commencement. So next week, I go into a studio on campus to do a recording in my regalia.
Awesome.
And
the chair
of the Board of Trustees will do a recording. The student who's selected as the student lead for the Student Leader Chip Award will also do a recording, as well as the student who's selected to deliver a student address. And so all of us will be recorded separately, of course, to maintain and adhere to physical distancing.
Right, absolutely.
And we are encouraging students to record a video of themselves and their family, and and to reflect on their journey at HCC and what got them from the beginning to the end in terms of finishing up their requirements. We're encouraging faculty, staff, and administrators to also record a brief 15-second video to post online as well. So we're using our social media platforms for this and believe that once it's all pulled together, I think people are going to see a wonderful virtual event. And by the way, we're getting our Vice President for Academic Affairs, who typically is the person who says all the names during commencement, during the live event, do so as well for our virtual commencement. So it's different,
right.
And it's also exciting. And I know it's a little bit disappointing for students because you do look forward to walking across the stage, to have your family, you know, yell your name and clap and what have you. It's a great feeling, and it's wonderful to see. It's really my favorite time of year.
Right.
But we can't be on campus. We can't have large crowds, and so we're going to do this.
It's a way that we're adapting amidst these kind of crazy times that we're living in. Historic.
Indeed.
Historic times, and a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like everybody here at Hartford Community College is, we're adapting, you know, we're adapting, we're playing it mm-hmm. by ear, just as everybody else is. And we're doing everything that we can to keep our students and faculty spirits uplifted. And Dr. Jackson, is there anything that you would like to add or tell the faculty, the staff, and the student body listening during these times?
Yes, I'd like to say a couple of things. Number one is that we will get through this together, and we are getting through this together. And I want to thank the faculty and staff and administrators who worked hard and very quickly to transition to an online environment so that we can make sure that the mission of our institution, which is the teaching and learning, continue to take place. And so, number one, we will get through this together. And the other thing is that it's not a matter of if we'll ever return to campus. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
And so, and that's the sense of hope, because this will conclude in some way, whether it's a flattening, which does need to happen, but a flattening further of this virus, and of course, finding a vaccine is the best result in all this. But nevertheless, we will get back to campus. I hope it's by the end of the summer, but again, it depends on the directives of the federal government as well as our state government. So I want people, and I want our faculty and staff and students in particular, to maintain hope, to get excited about the future, because we're still learning and we're discovering new things about ourselves and what we can do. We're discovering our own creativity and what have you, and those are good things. And I think the beauty of all this is to look at the ways in which people are helping each other, including our own campus community members. We have people who, besides donating time and money, they're making masks. They're using the 3D printers that we had on campus, which have been taken home by one of our faculty members to create face masks for our healthcare providers. So, you know, there's good that is happening. And so I want people to maintain their hope, and I want people to continue taking care of each other, including their families.
Dr. Jackson, I couldn't have said any better myself. That was a beautiful statement. Thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the faculty, for the staff, and for the student body here at Hartford Community College. I know you, you're keeping crazy busy here on the campus, but thank you for all that you do.
Thanks, Matt. I'm honored to serve in this capacity.
You're back on the Owl's Nest here. I'm your host, Matt Terry. And who do I have here on the Owl's Nest? Why, I have one of our Hartford Community College art students. I have Mi-Jung Kim with us here on the show. Mi-Jung, thank you so much for taking the time and coming out onto the show. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're hanging in there. And Well, I hope that you are too, amidst these kind of crazy times that we're living in. Now, I think this is your first time here, so again, welcome. Talk to me a little bit about yourself. What course track are you in here at Hartford Community College?
Yes, hi. I'm now in the second semester. I'm doing art and design classes. My major is going to be, I'm doing kind of double majoring.
Wow.
So it's kind of digital art and the graphic design area.
Wow, you have your hands full right now, don't you? Well,
yes.
Keep on going down that path. It'll lead you to a bright one. So what's your medium in art? Is it the computer? Is it paints, oils, pastel?
Yes, I think it's everything, because wow. I like to mix medium and use all kind of mediums. And then since I'm very familiar with the fabrics, and I like to use art with the fabrics, I like the painting on it, I like a silk screen prints on it. And then with that, I can, I can digitalize with computer. So that is what I'm doing right now.
Well, it sounds like you are indeed a jack of all trades. Wow, I have to come and see some of your artwork. Is it in any of the galleries, or have you been in any of the galleries here in Joppa Hall?
Actually, I had a student art gallery show. So last in February, I think. So I had already for 1 week, and that time I Lauren, stopped by my exhibition, and then I got an interview with her, and then she put my exhibition to the Hartford Community College.
Well, that sounds great. And hey, the next time that you have your artwork in one of the galleries, come get me, let me know. I would love to see it.
And, yeah, definitely, sure.
And you were saying about fabrics too. You know, they say art reflects the times that we live in, and you know, it is so true. Talk to me a little bit about this project of yours. It's certainly relevant, certainly topical in these crazy times. Talk to me a little bit about this project of yours.
Yes, one day, I think of beginning, like, 2 months ago, I got an email from Hartford Community College that I got an award, scholarship from my art and design department.
Hey, congratulations.
Then,
that's great.
Thank you. And then I have to submit, my photo, and I kind of answered this one question that, what I'm going to do with that money. And then maybe if we are not in this situation, maybe I kind of willing to spend that scholarship, to get a summer class, help with that. But we are in this situation. I was thinking, oh, what should we do? What should I do with this money?
Right.
And I want to do something, good. So I spend that money to make a mask. The mask for the hospitals.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's excellent. So you're making masks to supply. There's just such a demand, for these pieces of medical equipment, to help stop the spread of COVID-19, and there's just not enough to go around. And, certainly, having something is definitely better than nothing. So you're using Canvas, is that correct?
Yes.
So when did the
idea? Because
When did the idea to hit you to use Canvas like that?
Yeah. So when I got an email about my scholarship award, and kind of started thinking, and I was looking around my the room and the what I have, and I have a bunch of my artwork with Canvas. So that is a fabric too. So I can make a canvas. I can make a mask with canvas. So I made one sample how it's going to work, because normally they're thinking I need to have a medical grade fabrics. But you know what? In this situation, it's hard to get a fabric, hard to get an elastic band. It's all kind of
right.
You cannot do anything. So we have to find supplies in our you know, in our room. So I made a one canvas mask with one of the artwork. I think it looks great. And then I showed another nurse, and then she said, "Oh, they want to have that."
So. So they're welcoming these masks that you're making.
Yes, and then I found out what I'm making my mask design is one of the a lot of YouTube and how to make masks, and then one of the Joanne Fabrics, they kind of supplies the government,
right?
And then one of the my design is one of the their Joanne Fabrics, the design, like, it's suitable for that. So I think I can produce this mask for the nurse. And the one nurse asked me, because they have a 95 mask, but they want to protect that mask,
sure,
with another mask. So I think it's good to use protect with their N95 mask in the for nurses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you want to have something, to help stop the spread of anything, especially if you're coughing or sneezing. You want to have some sort of protection out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So you said YouTube, mm-hmm. right? You said that YouTube was one of the places that you got some inspiration on how to make them. What kind of take me through the process a little bit. How are you designing these masks? You're using canvas. What other materials are you using?
So normally, you need a like outside mask. It can be cotton or canvas and jeans, whatever. But inside the mask, you need to have a kind of soft cotton. And between that, you need to have a filter. So it works as really like medical grade mask. But right now, we don't have we cannot find any that kind of materials. It's hard to get it in. And then mostly, we all need an elastic band for the ears, to wear.
Right.
But that is out of stock. You cannot find anywhere. So I have a modified little design that we're going to put some kind of a string tape that we can, tie it up with the back and the neck, kind of surgery mask style. So I showed another nurse that they kind of... I think it can be helpful for that. So, so that I'm kind of, finish my kind of design. First, I kind of, I made like 2-3 samples that what we have, and then now I ended it up to make mask with a canvas. And then one of the fabrics, that's it. So, less materials.
How long is it taking you to produce a mask?
So, I kind of because I start making masks for the samples. The sample is just, one sample, it takes like 2 hours.
Okay.
But if you have material right on next, then you can cut like 50 patterns at one time, one by one.
Wow.
And then I can, make continuously for the 50 masks at one time, but it takes the time. It takes I think 6 hours.
Wow.
But, cut the pattern, and if we're going to put the pattern on the fabric, draw, and then cut it again. But if you are alone, you have to buy all yourself. So it takes a lot. It's not like a factory. So
right.
I wish. Yep, that's why sometimes my kids help me to cut and then drawing on the fabric. It's really helpful.
Well, it sounds like you have a little bit of help there in making them.
Yes.
How many would you say that you've completed so far?
So I just got a, so I asked to Hartford Community College art design department, because they have a fabric canvas. So they provide to me the canvas.
Good.
And I have to find another material for the inner mask and make a string. And one of the bridal store in Main Street, they have a K&B bridal store. They have a bag. The bag, which is, they put the dress in it. It's like a large bag. But the material is really good. It's very breathable, and then it's water resistant.
Okay.
So the material is good for the use for inside mask. And then they like donate to me. They provide to me. So I just got ready to this Wednesday. And then now I kind of produce kind of like more than 20 masks at one time. So far I have only 25 masks with me.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm because, you know, school provide the fabric, and then right. the bridal store
right.
provide fabric too, and then they expecting me to use these masks for the nurses and then doctors. So I kind of now producing mask right now, and then maybe I can, you know, if I have mask, everybody, everywhere, you know, I can contact to the hospital to donate. That's still my plan.
Absolutely. That sounds like a wonderful plan. I'm glad that Hartford Community College's Art and Design Department could donate some material for you to make these, and other organizations as well. We wish you the best of luck in this endeavor. This is an excellent thing that you're doing for the community. And I have to ask, you're such a creative individual. What's next for you art-wise? Have you been creating anything else while at home?
Whenever I make masks, I kind of have a lot of idea with this mask. Of course, right now I have to provide to the hospital.
Sure.
But at the same time, I have a artistic, you know, as artist with this mask, with this situation, you know, express our feeling, express everybody. So I'm thinking one of the mask artwork.
All right.
Gonna be my next project.
All right. All right. Hey, that we're looking forward to it. I know that I am. Mijong, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest today. Thank you for doing what you're doing. You're doing excellent work. You're making your department, you're making your alma mater proud. So keep it up. And I hope that you come back onto the Owl's Nest again.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mijong Kim, art student here at Hartford Community College. You've been on What's Up at the Owl's Nest. Stay safe, stay healthy out there. And until next time, stay curious.